Hi, this is Louisa Tanner Munson, and I thought I'd give you an update with astrology boo number 11. I think it's number 11 anyway. I'm losing track of time and whatnot. And that's not surprising because the moon has been void today, which means we've kind of been neither here nor there. And that's on Saturday, the 18th of January. It's a day where, you know, you can start things but never really seem to finish them. A kind of weird day. But from the early hours of tomorrow morning, so Sunday the 19th, the moon's going into Virgo, which is quite an active moon, in as much as we want to get the nitty-gritty done. You know, in general, we start to get quite conscientious. And it makes us want to take responsibility for things. And I'm looking ahead of time, only by a day, but I'm looking at the moon's aspects tomorrow to get a feel for how it might be. And we're starting off, and this is all GMT, by the way, so this is based in the UK. We're starting the day with a moon sextile the North Node, which I guess really puts us in a frame of mind to be conscious of why we're here. You know, we've got this idea of who we are, and possibly what we want to do ahead of the day, you know, looking forward. And then by 9 o'clock, the moon has just about gone opposite Neptune, which in itself could be really great for creative types, you know, people that really want to delve into something and produce some great music or some great art. But if you're a bit emotional at the moment, if it's a funny time of the month for you, or if you've got relationship difficulties, it could create some kind of martyrdom sacrifice type thing. So, you know, if you're a little bit emotional at the moment, what I would advise right off the bat is just to get really creative tomorrow. Go somewhere that's going to inspire you, somewhere that's going to make you do something almost with spiritual zeal. So, you know, anything musical, anything creative, something where you're looking after yourself and caring for yourself would be wonderful. It tends to make people oversensitive, a little bit guilt-ridden, and a little bit sensitive to picking up guilt. And then that theme kind of carries on pretty much throughout the day. And then by 11 o'clock at night tomorrow, on Sunday the 19th, it might feel like the build-up of the guilt and the sacrifice, you know, comes to a head. But I wouldn't really pay too much attention to it. It's just, you know, all it's indicative of is that people are a little bit tired. It's the end of a week and Sunday's your time to relax. By Monday, you know, the moon will be trine Pluto, then it's going to go trine, sextile Jupiter and Saturn, and you're going to be a lot more productive. So make the most of tomorrow in a creative way and then just enjoy and relax and recuperate. Over and out. Speak to you soon. Bye.